Before I read the scripture lesson to piggyback back on what BJ was saying in the children's time, if you want proof that human beings are inherently selfish, ask a 2.5-year-old to give you a Reese's peanut butter cup from her Halloween candy. Boy, oh, good heavens. Who said it's easy to steal candy from a baby? That person didn't know what they were talking about. Gospel lesson this morning is taken from Luke chapter 6, verses 20 to 31, found on page 1600 in your pew Bible. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You please join me in prayer. Oh, gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for your presence with us here this morning, for your Holy Spirit that moves in and through us. So in our time of worship, may your love be kindled within us. May all that we do and may all that we say give you honor and glory. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we celebrate All Saints' Day. Do you have anybody in your life that you can think of who's a saint to you? Somebody who taught you about faith. Somebody who invested their life in yours. Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a clergy person. Maybe it was a spouse or a parent or a child. Someone that you learned from. Someone who made your life different. Someone who made your life better. Can you think of somebody? None of you can think of anybody? Few of you can think of people. Okay. I talk a lot in my sermons, and you're probably tired of hearing about my grandfather. But sometimes saints in our lives leave such a mark that we can't help but talk about them, that they just sort of come up all the time in so many situations. So I want to share with you my favorite memory that I have of my grandfather, who passed on in 2008, faithful Baptist preacher for 51 years. And my favorite memory involves a lot of cow poop. I'll tell you how we get there in a minute. So he was also, in addition to being a Baptist preacher, he had a huge garden. And so a neighbor friend of ours had cows, and he was going to get manure to spread in his garden. And so we hopped in his pickup truck. He had a little Chevy S10, and it was front-wheel drive. So we drive into this field where there's this cow poop everywhere. And so we're loading it up on the back of this little Chevy S10. I was 11 or 12 years old. And we're loading it up in the back, and I'm watching the rear tires of that truck just sink and sink and sink until they're like halfway covered. So we had got this huge mound of manure in the back of that truck. And my grandfather said, "All right, let's go. We got enough." So he looked at me, and I should have known something was coming at this point. He looked at me. My grandfather was a man of few words, but he always had this kind of playful twinkle in his eye. And he looked at me, and I saw that twinkle, and I should have known then oh boy, what's going to happen? So he said, he looked at the rear tires and he said, boy, I guess we're a little stuck. He said, why don't you push? So he gets in the front and we're stuck for sure. He's working the clutch and the gas, trying to get unstuck. Do you know what happens when a little truck like that is stuck in like a foot of cow poop and you're in the back trying to push? Do you know what happens to the person trying to push? Do you know what direction those wheels kick all that manure up? I was covered from head to toe. I was brown from head to toe. So he gets out of the truck and he just starts laughing. And he looks at me with that twinkle in his eye and he said, well, I guess we better get some help. So fortunately, this was long before cell phones or anything, just a little walk up the road with somebody who had a big F-350 pulled us out, no problem. All the way home, he would look at me and he would just laugh. And then he'd like compose himself and then he'd like turn and look at me over the corner of the line and just start laughing all over again. It was so uncharacteristic of him. So when I got home, boy, he hosed me down outside before he'd even let me in the house. And then I went and took a shower. And you know, this is the incredible nature of memories in our senses. When I smell cow manure, which granted isn't all that often anymore, but if I happen to smell it, I'm transported right back there. It's as if it were happening right now. I can just the experiences, shoveling that up in there, the twinkle in his eye, all that comes back in a real way when I smell that. One thing that my grandfather taught me was exactly what we read in Luke chapter 6. Do to others as you would have them do to you. He lived out Luke's version of the Beatitudes, which is Jesus saying, blessed are you when you do this. So Jesus is leading us in a particular pattern of behavior, of thought, of ways to interact and treat with other people and with God. And Jesus is saying that when you do that, there will be a particular effect from that behavior, from that orientation, that you will be blessed. You will be walking in God's favor, and you'll be in a right relationship with people around you. That's what it means to be blessed. And so he did that. He treated other people as he would be treated. Right when he passed away, he died of Lewy body dementia. And when he passed away, I was working... this was in between undergraduate school and grad school. I was working for a local newspaper. And I went into the owner's office that day, the editor and the owner of the newspaper. And she was crying because she found out that he had died. This was a woman who, by her own admission, by her own identity, was a self-proclaimed Wiccan. And this was a Baptist preacher, and she's crying over his death. And this is what she said to me. She said, I wouldn't be caught dead in a Christian church. She said, but whenever your grandfather saw me in the store, and this was a prominent woman in town, people knew who she was. Whenever he saw me in the store, whenever we passed on our business, whatever we were doing, he always treated me like he would treat one of his parishioners. He didn't treat me any differently. And that made a mark on her. It changed her life in a real way. And who knows what seeds we sow into other people's lives when we live out Luke chapter 6. So I wrote a bit for that newspaper and I reflected on that twinkle in his eye. That was my metaphor for that piece. And I said to me, the greatest hope, as tragic as his death was, and it really was. Here was a man who served the church his whole life and was just looking forward to retirement. And illness just took him right at the beginning of his retirement. As tragic as that was, to me, the hope of our faith, and I said this in the piece that I wrote, was that someday I know I'll see that twinkle again. I believe it. I'll see that twinkle in those eyes again. When and how, I don't know, but I believe in that promise. That's one of the promises of our faith. When we come to a day like today in our church year, when we remember people that we love, people that we miss, people that probably, frankly, many of us might rather have sitting beside us than as a picture on a mantle, the way we remember them. As tragic sometimes as loss is, and as much as we would want people back, I believe the promise of our faith is for those who confess Jesus, death isn't the end. In fact, it's just the next step. It's just the beginning of a new phase of life. I know there's some of you here in this room who recently, within the past year or two, have lost people that you love. I wish I could say something to you that would take away the pain, or that would give an answer, or make you feel better. I don't have one. I don't have one. But I have the promise that God gave in Scripture. One of my favorite scriptures, one that I always read at every memorial service, is Romans chapter 8. When St. Paul's writing to the church in Rome, and he said, I'm convinced that nothing in all of creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ. I'm convinced, he said, that nothing can separate us from that love. So friends, as we remember saints in our lives, I want to challenge you today to do this. I want you to be a saint for somebody else. The saints aren't people who have their stuff all together. If it were, then none of us would qualify. But saints are people who are broken and who are messy and who screw up and who fall down, but who lean and trust on the grace of God. And who open themselves and offer themselves up to be people whom God will use. Those are saints. So I challenge you to hold to the words of Luke chapter 6, of the ways to live, of the way to orient your life, to be in a relationship with God and people around you. And in doing so, I believe you will be a saint to somebody else. You know, in every memorial service I've done, and I've done probably 100 in my ministry, funeral or a memorial service, I have not heard once of anybody, when they get up to remember somebody, talk about their bank account, or how advanced they were in their career, or any material possessions they had. I've never heard that. You know what I hear about? How much they loved their family. How much they were a friend to somebody. How much they lived out their faith in the world around them. How much they loved God. How they were kind. How they brought joy into other people's lives. Those are the things that people remember. Those are the things that we leave behind. That's what makes a mark on people. And that's what saints do. Saints live those sorts of lives so that when they pass on into God's eternity, those of us who are left can look at their lives and their example and say, you know, I was changed because of their life. They lived in such a way that made a difference in the world around them. That's who a saint is. My challenge to you today is to be a saint for somebody. Leave behind something. And God will bless you for it. Amen. Friends, as we continue to celebrate this day and to remember people, I would invite you to take out your insert in your bulletin. On this sheet, I would tell you what color it is, but frankly, I can't quite tell what color this is. I think it's kind of salmon-y. There'll be a time in the litany as we go through where you will be invited, if you would like, to name aloud people who are saints in your life. So when we get to that section, we'll take a moment of silence. And you can name them silently, or you can lift them up aloud. And I'll invite you to respond in our litany in the bold print. Our eternal God, we lift our voices as your saints in united prayer to you, for our brothers and sisters in your family throughout the world who walk in your love, and by their faithful obedience and steadfast hope, show the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself and became a servant to all, God of all the saints.
We give you thanks and praise.
For those who have been baptized here at our church, since All Saints of last year, and join the family of the Church Universal in the path of discipleship. James Leo Hart, Hunter James Lovering, and Aurora Catherine Lovering. God of all the saints,
we give you thanks and praise
for your unending love for those who have ended their earthly pilgrimage, members of this body whom you have graciously received into your presence, Albert Meese, Robert Kruger, Doug Whiteside, Madeline Dennis, and Lillian Leonard. God of all the saints,
we give you thanks and praise
for the safekeeping of all of our loved ones, saints in our own lives, who have died in your tender care, whom we now name before you, silently or aloud.
Freddie and Betty, Helen and Donna, Aki and Will,
grant to them eternal rest, O Lord. May their souls and the souls of all the departed through your memory rest in peace.
Amen.
God of all the saints, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by dying for us, conquered death, and by rising again, restored life. May we then go forward eagerly to meet him, and after our life on earth be reunited with our brothers and sisters, where every tear will be wiped away. We ask this through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks this day for your Holy Spirit who has worked through the lives of so many in our lives. People who have poured their lives into ours and made us who we are. God, we give you thanks for their memory. And God, I ask this day that all of us who claim you as our Lord and Savior, who follow after you, might also live lives in such a way that we are influencing and affecting those who follow behind us. God, give us strength and courage to live out our faith in the world around us. May all that we say and we do point others to you. Merciful God, we lift up the names this morning of people and places that are on our hearts that need your special touch this morning. I lift up Matthew, Charlie, Jackie, George, and Joe. And God, I pray that all who have been named might feel your peace today. All of this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ as we join together in praying the prayer he taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Sisters and brothers, as you go forth from this place, receive this blessing. May we go forth in the power and the love of God, ready to live out all that he has commanded to us. Do to others as we would have them do to us, in all that we might be blessed in pointing others to God's incredible love and his steadfast faithfulness. Let us go forth in the power of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.